Good morning, MGTOW Maiden. Oh, God. What a good thing. Well, this is what I scored. There's a six set of about six of them going 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and 30 minutes, I think. So they're quite, where's the fucking camera? They're quite thick in the thing, which is thick in the center, so they're not incredibly fragile, but I wouldn't go and drop them. And the thing is, that's like, you know, an hourglass is a very, very good timer. Because it has advantage. It doesn't go ping every time 15 minutes is up. But it just stops running, you know. And when you've got a lot of stuff to do, there's the 15 minutes, get up, get busy, get enthused, and then you have to pull out, and then you know, got to do something else for 15 minutes and get it all in keen and enthused, and then you got to go back to what you're doing, you know. And that's part of that sort of fucking health and well-being, is to get up and run around for 15 minutes, you know. No! I'm being a grumpy daddy, pussycat. Grumpy, you hear me? Grumpy! Yeah. I think this is the 1 minute one. Much thicker stream of sand. So that's like, there you go, 1 minute. So I'm going to just sort of set this off as the, yeah, I do make a lot of videos that I don't post. The air's getting cold. I do make a lot of videos that I don't post, especially on long drives. And I'm fairly critical of the videos that I make, because I don't like to, you know, on long drives, it's sort of like I'm kind of talking to yourselves, but I'm also like the sound of my own voice kind of thing, and I'm also thinking some things through and getting stuff done and what I've got to sort of work on in regards to the world at large. And So, and some of that is good content, some of that is repetitious content, and some of those, that is like things that need to be kept out of the public domain because of certain aspects, certain issues, you know. And sometimes it's just me going blah 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 kangaroos, blah 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 kangaroos, blah 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 more kangaroos, you know. And it's sort of bullshit, you know. It's not bullshit, but, you know, I'm just sort of talking to keep myself conscious. And God. And several things have happened in the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, and I was given some insightful advice, which was basically uncalled for, and it was wrong. The advice was wrong, you know, but I had to sort of comply with it. And Yeah. So the offshoot of that is I got to get focused and busy and do a lot more with the opportunities and time and these things that, you know, I have to get on with, you know. And so my worst habits are procrastination, like getting in front of a computer, you know, and away we go all day forever, you know. And so that sort of explains why I spent so much time on this site, partly because there is a lot of really excellent resources and material. But once you kind of learn it, you know, you don't need to spend so, I don't need to spend so much time revising it, you know. You know, and I do like the channels about, you know, these just fucking god-awful women, you know. And but they're sort of, you know, I kind of know the stuff, and looking at those women and the shit they come out with, it's just like, fuck, you know. They're awful women. They are awful human beings, you know. And so, you know, I just sort of cringe and just go, I can't cope with this. This is, these women are too fucking psycho, you know. Just normal fucked in the head kind of psycho, not mentally ill kind of psycho. Yeah. So anyway, I've got to do some things today, and I need a couple of small Allen keys, you know, or at least one. But out of five sets, I've got sort of scattered around like bloody mad woman shit. Every one of them, every one of them is missing that size there. Every one of them. So I've got to clean up the place anyway, you know. And, yeah, five out of five fucking, oh, I don't know. And, yeah, got to start fixing up the car. Get it up on stands. The thieves that stole my last set of fucking car stands. Well, you know. Yeah. And, yeah, so it's very interesting, very interesting. A lot of paperwork to do. A lot of stuff that can be done and a lot of stuff that needs to be done. And, yeah, a lot of it sort of involves dealing with very dishonest people. And it's quite a fucking adventure, actually. And I got to spend a bit of time with a really excellent sort of barrister who was... He was clean and tidy and well-groomed, and he was very, very smart, and he was perceptive. And a lot of, you know, what I find, I kind of like, generally speaking, I kind of like men a lot more than women, you know, and that's on the basis of character and brains and sanity and emotional stability and get stuff done, whereas women just tend to be fucking pains in the ass, you know, low IQ retards who are just awful people, you know. I don't need to go on there, you know, like disrespectful and selfish and bloody fucking drama and petty shit and entitled and just, you know. And so, you know, and I thought, yeah, you know, men make excellent friends. You know, men can make really excellent friends, and it's good, you know. But the women are just nothing but fucking chaos. Just bullshit and chaos. And I had to deal with, like, about three or four women in a formal kind of an environment. You know. And this isn't the situation. This is just to illustrate the point. It's like dealing with a drug-addicted psychiatrist, you know. Turns up to work every day, zonked off her fucking tits on, you know, antidepressants and, you know, and talks about mental health, you know. It's that sort of, these are the crazies you have to deal with, you know. And so I had, you know, half a dozen of these just retarded cunts going through my fucking gear at a checkpoint, you know. And one of them, they don't know anything. They don't know how to make anything. They don't know how if anything works. And it's a big mystery, you know. And, like, as a for instance, you know, in terms of bacteria and sterilizing medical equipment, I figured that if I keep the alcohol in a container like that and I keep the hydrogen peroxide in the in an identical container but shielded from light as much as possible, these two little containers will contain enough material. The alcohol is for swabbing down the fingers and the injection sites and just cleaning, you know, stuff for blood tests and that, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you've got dirty fingers or been eating or fucking whatever, you can clean the skin off real nice just to check the blood sugar, just, you know, for the lancing, for the bloody blood sugar tests, you know? And, you know, I had to deal with this fucking cop who was so stupid. But what I've done is, what I've done is, where is it? Yeah, this is one that's been beaten up trying to pick apart some electronic components, you know what I mean? So it's a bit bent. But it's got the cutting edge on it. Wonder if I can do this. Oh, you're marvellous, man. You lovely, marvellous man. I just want to grab your butt cheeks and, oh, tell you how meek. Yeah, we'll just try this on the fucking camera lens. And this is like the fucking dumb cunts. The dumb country of the fucking, you know. And so that's the camera. There we go. That's bent, but that's because I can't find my fucking shit everywhere on my desk. But that's a bent needle, that's what that looks like. And this is what I've cut to length and rounded over, you see. So these needles are for, and this is a lesson, science lesson, right? So these needles are for hydrogen peroxide, you know? Well, this one that's got heat shrink on the fucking thing, that's for hydrogen peroxide. And that's 3% hydrogen peroxide. And that's for sterilizing my medical gear, you know, my injection type equipment for diabetes. And this is the same setup, but it's for alcohol, you know. Different colour coding. The red means reactive, you know. Because hydrogen peroxide will chemically attack. It will chemically, there's hydrogen is H2, two atoms of hydrogen and one of fucking oxygen. And what happens is by adding a fucking second atom of oxygen to it, it's a fairly unstable molecule, and the oxygen breaks off. And just because you don't see like a huge puff of flames doesn't mean it's not burning. Oxygen chemically burns what it comes in contact with. So as soon as you get a single atom of fucking, you know, a single atom of oxygen, it reacts, it burns the rubber, burns the plastic, burns the lubricant, you know, the glycerine out of the fucking syringes and that. So I went and scored some fucking genuine borosilicate glass syringes. And the cop going through my fucking stuff, I said, it's medical equipment, you know what I mean? And he goes, oh, what's the blue stuff in the fucking syringe? And I thought, I'd really like to just bust your fucking nose for being so retarded, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, like, it's glass, it's blue glass, you fucking dumb cunt, you know? You know what I mean? It's blue glass. Well, what do you mean? And I'm sure this cunt was both A, really stupid, and B, winding, trying to fucking wind me up. But, you know, it's a long story. But, you know, needless to say, if he's ever walking into an ambush and I happen to be sitting in the park going, hello trees, hello flowers, hello sky, tis I, Faltering Thomas. The only thing I'll be checking for is which way the bullet's going to be coming when they fucking shoot at him, you know. Other than that, no fucks given, not anymore. You know, the police command aren't employing the best and the brightest people. They're employing the fucking dumbest cunts who are the most obedient, you know. And, yeah, good one, Chief Commissioner, the fucking bozo who went and got 1,000 cops into Melbourne to shoot all the people that wouldn't put up with the lockdowns, you know? You fucking retarded cunt. Now the cops in Victoria are too frightened to speak out, you know, who's rostered on at which station, when and where, what time, you know what I mean? Because they're frightened of fucking the public, you know, coming back at them, you know? You know, and all these morons, oh, we'll just pile on down there and fucking thousand of us will bust down, you know, you've got a couple of hundred United Nations stooges and about 800 fucking cops, you know. No sympathy when the cops get involved in shootouts and run down in the streets and stuff like that. None at fucking all. You're traitors to the nation, you know. You betrayed your own fucking people for the globalists. That's how brain dead a lot of these cunts are. Absolutely fucking stupid human beings. You know? And so anyway, this fucking cunt gave me grief. You know, and yeah, it's no good. So yeah. And anyway, so that's what I've worked out, you know. I'll try, just while I'm at this, I'll see if we can get the 60 times magnification. You know, and I don't like this fucking cunt was handling my food. He was handling my fucking, you know, handling my medical gear, and I don't give a fuck whether you're a cop or not. You keep your fucking hands off you. See that? That's ground just by eye. So it's not a bad job, you know? This dirty fucking shit for brains fucking copper, you know, like, this is what a moron he was, you know. And I had this little pack of coloured pencils, dreadful check. I thought they were Faber-Castell, you know what I mean? They're not, they're just garbage Chinese ones. But, you know, he was delaying me from getting to court, you know what I mean? So he opens this fucking up, looks at it. And then closes it. A couple of minutes later, he's picking it up, opening it up again. And then closing it. And he's going through my fucking pencil case. He was, you know, these coloured pencils. He was going through my fruit and veggies. You know? You know, how do you pick up a pear or a banana or two different pears and two different bananas? You know, like half a dozen fucking times, you know? You know, half a dozen, then he'd put it down, then he'd pick up the pencils and he'd look at those and and these cunts are going, oh, yeah, we got to confiscate that. No, you can't bring that in here, you know. And I thought, well, I hope you get fucking cancer and die. You know, Mr. fucking pretty boy. You know. Bloody Mr. fucking knob donkey. knob jockey with the fucking best looking sluts in the bloody police force swinging off his dick. I thought, yeah, he'll go great until the cunts turn on him. You know, pretty boy Floyd, you know. And, yeah, these cunts are so stupid, you know. All these fucking quota hire women. Well, what's this for? You know, and they got to take secret samples of fucking what's in these. Could be drugs, you know. How about you grow a fucking brain, you know? They don't get it, you know. If you carry your medical gear, well, this is not the fucking same bottle, but the same size. Say that's hydrogen peroxide, 100 mil, you know. Well, I'm supposed to carry one of these around with me, or I can carry a little different sort of thing, or I can carry a little bottle of that around that'll last, say, about 4 or 5 days. You know what I mean? Then you need two of these, a little bit of alcohol and a little bit of fucking hydrogen peroxide, and the dumb cunt doesn't get it, you know what I mean? The more shit you got and the bigger the bottles are, the more you got to carry and the fucking harder it all gets, you know? And they're handling shit. They're non-sterile examination gloves, you know? They're not fucking... And I just wanted to punch this fucking guy's head off his shoulders, you know, just, you know. So I'm going to send him a bill. You know, oh, yeah, this is the thing. We'll see if we can get it to 60 times magnification. There you go. That's bent. I got a good brand new one. And, yeah, these are the little lancing needles. And they're quite interesting at 60 times magnification. Yeah, the little spear points on them. That's what these are like normally. And, where was it? And I'll show you this. Normally I wouldn't fucking do this, but since we're on the in the pathway of bloody I'll send the cunts a fucking bill. This is the yeah. Hey. You know? This is hard to get out. Because it's made to sort of... push on and then screw on. That's what the threads are about. So Ugh. Sharpy little finger pokers. Yeah. This is it. That's how fine. This needle is. So that's how fine that needle is. Try a larger magnification. Yeah, focal point. See? So that's So there's all these fucking retard asshole cops going through my stuff. You know. Well, fuck you, fuck. Oh, it could be drugs in there. Oh, better take a fucking better seize your medical fucking gear and whoa, you know. Better take samples to make sure they're not illegal drugs. Told you it was fucking hydrogen, 3% hydrogen peroxide and bloody standard fucking denatured, industrial grade denatured alcohol. You know, you fucking bozos. Better have a look at another fucking pencil case. Better look through the pencils. Oh, fuck. What are these? I wonder what they work, how they work. Oh my god, could be fucking criminal fucking tools. Oh, you know. You fucking. Yeah, fucking morons. Absolutely wild about that. So I'll be lodging complaints. You know? Be lodging complaints. You know, Victoria Police's penchant for PENCHANT for, you know, employing fucking meatheads, just dumb cunts. I'm sure that they have personality profile tests, so they get the fucking stupidest of the stupid cunts, you know. I'm sure of it. Anyway, that's enough for now. Catch us later. I've made a decision to sort of not churn out, because I watch people churn out the daily reports. And all they're doing is just, you know, if they haven't got anything of substance, they just make shit up, you know what I mean? It's not made up, but it's sort of pointless sort of shit. And they're on the churn cycle. And it's like they're not actually doing anything of real interest or real value or genuinely fucking helpful. It's just, oh, today someone did a shit in the park. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Well, according to fucking eyewitnesses, he, she pulled down their pants, pulled up their dress, and had a shit behind the bushes. Oh, my God, you know. It's just like, you know, it gets a bit fucking tiring instead of this endless having to fucking, this endless compulsion to put out fucking media, you know. Why not just do it, say, one or two articles a week or something, one or two fucking videos a week of things that are valuable and useful. Because I find I'm having to spend a lot of time skirting around all the bullshit that is of no particular fucking interest or value, you know what I mean? And sometimes there is, you know, you actually have to fucking work at this and make good content and not be posting just bullshit, you know? So anyway, that's enough for now. I'll catch you later.